The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, June the 12th. We're going to talk about a special performance. It opens this coming Thursday called Legally Blonde. All right. We've got two of the actresses with us today. But first, we'll start with my good friend Bill Clark, the Audubon Society. Good to have you here, Bill.
At this point in life, it's always good to be somewhere.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why change a good lead, right?
Hey, we booked you on the show. I said, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Audubon Society? You want to talk about something else?
Well, I read in a Trib Talk the other day that the only thing I should be allowed to write about is birds. So I thought, well, we'll talk about birds today.
Okay.
And in the last 6 years, I've been involved with a program where we go around to all of the conservation areas and develop bird lists. Mm-hmm. This is our local Audubon Society, along with a lot of others in the state. And there's 1,050 different department places that are either owned, conservation areas that are either owned or managed by the Department of Conservation. I now have been to about 925.
Wow.
And with a little luck, we'll get all 1,050 before the snow flies this year, or at least till Santa Claus comes. And in doing so, I have really come to appreciate what the Department of Conservation means to our state and to us as birders. Now, you always think of the Department of Conservation as hunting, fishing, trapping, the shooting sports and what have you. Mm-hmm. But there are more birders. There's twice as many birders out there using department areas as there are the other people. And so we really profit. And the department itself is an amazing operation. We have here the Central District Office, brand new office, out on what do you call it, Discovery Parkway, just south part of town, right across the road from Father Tolton Catholic High School. It opened in April. And it replaced two places here in town. One of them was the old department headquarters, the division headquarters over on Hillcrest Drive off of Old 63. And the other one that's now incorporated in there is the Resource Center, which was at the end of College Avenue.
So why are you so excited about this new one?
Well, one thing, we've got a magnificent place out there when you as a taxpayer can come and pick up almost any bit of information you need to know about birds, the hawks, the eagles, everything, free. Mm-hmm. It's all part of your department, your eighth of a cent sales tax. And I'm excited because of the magnitude of what this department does. I just can't preach loud and long enough about what they do with over 1 million acres. A budget of about $160 million a year, and it costs the taxpayer, other than that eighth of a cent, nothing. There's no legislative dollar goes into the Department of Conservation because that eighth of a cent was put into operation in 1976 by a constitutional amendment.
Okay. So what you're saying is people should take advantage of
to the department and introduce yourself and ask for a trip around. They don't know I'm saying that, but
okay.
I'm telling
them.
Tell them Bill Clark sent you.
Okay.
All
hey,
right.
Bill, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having you here. Hey, do we have blue herons around here?
Great blue herons?
Yeah, the great
blue herons.
They're
everywhere.
Okay.
We actually have an occasional little blue heron.
Well, I saw a great big blue heron that landed on the lake that I dug last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was surprised because I didn't realize they were here.
Oh, yeah, he's fishing for crawdads.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Bill, for coming by.
Always fun.
Now we're going to talk with Capital City Players. I know that's one of your favorite spots to go.
Absolutely.
In fact, we're talking about Legally Blonde, which you are going to see on Sunday.
I'm going to see it. My wife and I will be there for a great dinner and a great show.
Okay, so let me turn over here. We've got Joni Weinbaum and Erica Rush, Capital City Players. Good to have you
Thanks
both
for
here.
Having us on.
Yeah, Legally Blonde opens this Thursday,
right? That's right, opening night.
Tell me about Legally Blonde.
Well, as many of you probably are familiar with the movie, Legally Blonde is the story of Elle Woods, who decides to follow a boy to Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
And for love, or all the wrong reasons. Finds out she's actually more qualified than she realizes it, becomes a great student, and I won't tell too much of the story,
but I'm telling you. Erica's,
This is my lead here.
Yeah, okay, so this is your part she's mm-hmm. talking about. So tell me about your character then.
Well, she's a very smart, she's very intelligent, and she just doesn't know it yet. She hasn't been given the chance to put her intelligence to use as much as she would like to. And so when she finally gets that chance to do so, she works hard at it. And she becomes a really intelligent person and a great lawyer in the process.
Okay. And why should people come to see this production? What's the highlight?
The highlight is just the fun of the show, honestly. Like, she has fun the whole time she's going about whatever she's trying to do. So it's a lot of fun to watch, and it's relatable. It's okay. Really relatable.
Now, we've got a picture. Yeah, this is radio, but we've got a picture. You go to kbia.org, click on Radio Friends, go to the vodcast, and here you can see Erica Rush in costume.
Yeah.
And your little doggy.
Yeah,
so
Mowgli.
There's a dog in the show, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Legally Blonde. How many people are in this production?
I have a big cast, and which is wonderful. I mean, some of the familiar faces done at Capital City Players, Caleb Forrest, and, of course, Jericho Whitaker. Is that right? Jericho Whitaker, yeah. And new to the stage is Jeff Lockwood, mm-hmm. wonderful guy who plays Professor Callahan, sort of villain of the show.
Okay.
But it's a large cast with wonderful dance numbers.
Oh.
I'm telling you something. The story of Legally Blonde, when you first hear about it, you're like, yeah, it's the, you know, the blonde that makes good, but gets the right guy, whatever. The music is just, it's magnetic. The dancing, we have gymnasts featured from the Jefferson City cheer team.
Okay.
Who are doing nice little flips on the stage. We are featuring a local drum line from Fatima High School.
You never did tell me how many people. It sounds
all
like
right.
You've got
well, it's getting bigger every day.
Several thousand
I'd say
in the
we
cast.
We have about 30 in our cast.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
It's Legally Blonde.
And not including the two dogs.
All right. Capital City Players opens this Thursday. What's the phone number for more information?
573-681-9012.
Okay,
and
are the websites?
Reservations, yes, there's a website, capitalcityplayers.com, and you can call for reservations. There is dinner included. You're allowed to bring alcohol. Feel free. Doors open at 6.
Okay, and then for the Sunday matinee, it's at...
Doors open at 12:30, I believe.
At 12.
12.
I think it's 12
sorry,
o'clock.
Bill,
no, ask Bill Clark.
Ask Bill.
He knows. Okay, ladies, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us,
our program,
Paul.
Directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow.